Hi, welcome to the Haven Youth Church Podcast. We want to thank you for tuning in today. We hope this message encourages you and empowers you to be all God created you to be. We love you. Welcome to the family.
As Matt already told you, different leaders from the team are going to be introducing what we value here. And some of you may not know what a value is, but you're in luck. I have a definition for you. Everybody say value. A value is a belief that motivates you to act one way or another, right? And so, believe it or not, you already have some values. However you act, those are your values. Whatever you do, that's what you value. I will tell you a little flaw of myself. I value fitness and health. I actually listen to a health podcast on the regular. And I give the tips to everybody I know. I don't always follow them, though. So I feel it. I'm like, I believe this, but not enough to actually apply it thoroughly in my life. Anybody can witness to that, right? I try, okay? I'm like inching my way there, but I'm not, okay? I'm not all the way there. But whatever your actions are, guys, that's really what you value, believe it or not, okay? Matt spoke last week. Anybody remember value number one? Do you guys hear Tia? Tia, say it again. You're awesome. You're on it.
Jesus is our source.
Everybody say that. Jesus is our source. Our text last week was Ephesians 4, and the Bible says that he ascended so that he might fill all of us. And that's what Matt spoke on. And thank God, he's living inside of us. We don't have to worry or stress because, man, that source, that strong tower, he's right here in you. And so everything you need, you already have it if you've given your heart to Christ. Amen? So he's our source, and that is a value that you can hold fast to, and you don't have to worry when you go through a storm. Because you can act upon faith knowing that he's my source. That's your action. I don't have to worry. I don't have to wake up and say, is God going to provide for me today? Because I know he is my source. And I'm acting upon that. Amen? So tonight, I have the privilege of speaking on People Are Our Commission. And so that's the title. And we're just going to go with it, right? I do want to say this. Speaking on values. A few years ago, just a quick story. You guys okay with stories? A few years ago, I was tutoring, and I tutored right here in this room. Like, if you look in this hallway to the right, I tutored two twins, Kevin and Cassie. You guys know Kevin and Cassie? Lanik. Okay, so they're twins, the boy girl. And I was tutoring them, and some woman came in while I was there. I was alone. Nobody else was in the church. It was an afternoon. My dad had just left. If you don't know, my dad's a pastor. So he had left to go home to eat dinner. And some woman came in the church. And she came into the room because that was the only room with the light on. And she's like, hey, can I talk to you for a minute? And she's real frail looking. And she's like, do you guys have like a church program for my kids? I have some kids, and I'm looking for a church that has a kids program. And I have worked many years in all of our kids programs here. So I'm like giving her all of the details. And speaking about actions not lining up with what you value, like she is standing there and she is like looking anywhere else but me. Have you ever talked to somebody and you're like, they ask you a question, but you know they're not like comprehending what you're saying or how you're answering. They didn't really care. They just were trying to maybe be nice. And so she is like looking everywhere except at me. I'm like, we have Power Zone on Sunday. We have Sunday school. And I'm going through all of these, explanations of what the kids do. And then all of a sudden, she just is like, hey, I need to go to the restroom. And do you guys have a restroom? And she rushes out into the hallway. And I'm like, yeah, let me show you where it's at. And I'm thinking, at this point, her actions are not lining up with her words, right? here she's pondering about a church that she wants to go to, but she's not acting right. So anyways, long story short, she's like, goes to the restroom, but I'm like, this is not right. Something's weird here. And some of you have heard this story before. I apologize if you already heard it. But anyways, so I go, I'm like, okay, I told Kevin and Cassie, I'm like, stay in the room. I'm going to go out here. And I see this man. And at this time, okay, we had a church, like big, you know, those water jars, like the, you have like filtered water and it's like a cooler and you can like pour out. You guys like can respond. Like, yes, right? You know what I'm talking about? If you don't, I'm sorry. It's like a really big jug. And we would fill it up with money for missions work, right? And so I see this guy walking out, wheeling out the jar of all of that money. And I'm like, oh, no, you don't. Like, you're not doing this. And he's also looking a little frail. And so then I'm like putting two and two together. I'm like, okay, they're trying to steal from the church. She was a distractor, trying to distract me. And I'm like, mm-mm. Like, I got really mad. And so I go out there and I'm like, you can't take our money from, that's our church's money. And he's like, no, it's not. And I'm like, that's our church's money. I'm like yelling at him, guys. Like, I literally like got in his face. I'm like, she comes out and I probably wouldn't have been as bold if they weren't so frail looking, but I really was bold. I'm telling you guys, like, I was yelling in their face. I'm like, get off our property. I'm calling the police right now. And they left, and the money broke, and they didn't get any of it. And I saved the day. No, that wasn't. No. So we never did find them. But long story short, like everything she was saying wasn't lining up with what she was acting like. And I say that to say, like, a lot of times you go to church and you see people say things. Jesus is my source. People, we're all about people. We love people. But the way they walk that out in their life just doesn't quite line up. God, help us. Help us not be that church. Oh, God, let us be a true representation of you walking here on earth. Let us be Jesus with skin on here on earth, right? Right? Is that your prayer? I don't want to be fake. I don't want to just say words and people have to be like, I don't know if that's right. I don't know if she really is meaning what she says. And so I pondered about like what text to use, and you guys can start turning to John 4. I found out today that I was going to preach this message and didn't have a lot of time, so I just was like kind of walking around my property and just praying that the Lord, and I just felt like, who best to demonstrate love for people but Jesus Christ, right? I mean, who best to model what a Christian should be than the person who is Christ, right? And so that's who we're going to look at, and we're going to look at his life, and hopefully he is the message, not me. I'm just presenting it. I'm just reading scripture. I really want his message to come through tonight. So can we just really quick pray before I start? I feel really nervous tonight. I don't speak a lot. I don't actually enjoy this at all. You may think, oh, she's just as confident, and I'm not really right now. I feel really nervous. I feel, I really feel the weight of the service. I want to give. I want the Spirit to speak, and I want you to leave knowing that the Lord has been here in this room. And so I feel that weight, and I want you to feel. I want you to feel compelled to love others too. So if you could just pray with me, pray for me that I can be the right voice box for Jesus to speak through tonight. Lord, we love you, Jesus. Oh, God, how we love you, God. Oh, we adore you. We just love this time together with your people, God. Hearing your word, reading your word. How lovely is your word, God. We love this word that you've given us. God, help us to live it out. Help us to read it. Help us to hear your word. And God, to walk it out in faith, God. Give us grace where grace needs to be applied. Lord, I pray, Lord, that your Spirit would just be in this room, God. Lord, there are so many people that are filled with the Holy Spirit in this room, God.
I pray that that spirit would just resonate in this room, Lord, that it would just rise. God, I pray that hearts would be transformed. Lord, we need you, God. We are nothing without you. In your name we pray. Amen. So John 4, you got it? You got it, right? Amen? Yes, I got it? Okay, yeah, something. Okay, so I'm going to give you a little bit of a backstory before I start on John 4:27. That's where we're going to start. But before, I should just let you know that there is a familiar piece of scripture that's happening right before 4:27, okay? And if you're not familiar with it, I'm just going to give you a really quick synopsis. Basically, Jesus is, he's tired and he's hungry. His disciples go into town. He's going through Samaria. He's a Jew. Jews and Samaritans at this time, they are not friendly with each other, okay? Also, one thing you should know about this, because he's getting ready to meet a woman at a well, and men and women just did not, like, it wasn't normal for a man to just go and just chat with a woman. It just, at those times, you just don't go up to a woman and start chatting if you're a man, okay? So the whole scenario is kind of bizarre, but he goes to this well and he's sitting there. This woman comes up and he asks her for a drink. And they have this conversation about the drink. I'm not going to go into all of the details, okay? But basically, they have this conversation. He tells her that he can give her water from a well that never runs dry. And he's speaking of himself and of his father, right? And so, you guys know this story, right? And she's so excited. He also tells her something about her past, right? What does he know about her past? He knows that she has many husbands, right? She's had many husbands. He said, go get your husband. And she said, oh, I don't have a husband. And he's like, you're right. You don't have a husband. You had 5 husbands. And you're living with a man that's not even your husband right now. And so that's the moment where he basically blows her mind. She's like, oh, you're a prophet. And so they're having this conversation, and that's where we want to pick up our story, okay? So his disciples went to go get this food, and they're going to bring it back. Just then, okay, verse 27, if you're following along, get your phone, get your app. Matt always tells you how to get the Bible app if you don't have it. Guys, get a Bible. You need to be able to write in your Bible. You need to be able to mark in your Bible. So, okay, I don't think this is going to be long, by the way. But let's listen up, okay? Just then, his disciples came back. They marveled that he was talking with a woman. But no one said, not one of them. So they're picture this. They come upon him. He's sitting there. Not only is he talking to a Samaritan, but he's also talking to a woman. Like, he's doing the taboo thing, right? And they see him sitting there at this well with this woman, talking to her. No one said, John says in this scripture, nobody asked him. He said, not one of us said, what do you seek? Or why are you talking to her? You know, and if you're a disciple of Christ, you probably are wondering, like, hey, Jesus, you're doing something really odd right now. You're taking out time to talk to someone that you're not supposed to be talking to. Why are you doing that? You know, and if I'm a disciple of somebody, I kind of want to learn from them. So I'm like trying to get every little tidbit, right? But no one says this. No one questions. So the woman left her water jar. She goes away into the town and she says to the people, come see this man who told me all that I ever did. Can this be the Christ? She realizes he is the one. He's the promised one. And they went out of the town and they were coming to him. Okay, so I want you to kind of visualize this with me, okay? So here she is, she's at this well, she runs, and she's like gonna go tell her friends. Everybody's over here, okay? Kind of picture this. You guys are familiar with Germantown, anybody? Okay, so here's the creek, right? Twin Creek, and it's like right by Kircher Park, right? So imagine that she's down by the creek, she sees Jesus, she's having this conversation. She literally goes over to the park, and she's in the stands and, like, saying, hey, come and see this man. It's not far. He's still there at the well. She has time to go. It's not like this town is, like, miles away. She has time to get all of her friends to come and see Jesus. And look at this. Underline this, maybe. Verse 30. So this is right after she tells everybody to come. They went out of the town, and they were coming to him. He sees them, all these people. Here Jesus is sitting at the well. All these people are coming. His disciples are here. They finally got the food. They got their, you know, fast food bags. They got whatever, you know, your favorite, your flavor, your Taco Bell, your Mexican pizza. Man, yeah, that sounds good right now. I'm really hungry. Okay, so here he comes, and they see Jesus, and Jesus is, you know, looking at them. And then this is what happens, verse 31. Meanwhile, the disciples, they're urging him, saying, Rabbi, eat. And so he takes this as an opportunity. You see this all the time with Jesus, right? Jesus always is using whatever somebody's talking about to use it as a metaphor for something that's not earthly. He's like, okay, you're talking about food. I'll use that to talk about spiritual things. And look at what he does. But he said to them, I have food to eat that you do not know about. So the disciples, look at the next verse, verse 33. So the disciples said to one to another, has anyone brought him something to eat? They still don't get it. It's not dawning on them. Like, we all know what he's talking about. The heavenly food, right? He is the bread of life, right? He's saying, I am the bread of life. But they don't get it yet, okay? He's trying to teach them, but they don't get it. And they're just thinking, oh, he got a snack from somebody else? Like, what? Who already gave him? Who already fed him? We were supposed to get him food. We were supposed to bring the Arby's, you know? And verse 34, Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to accomplish his work. Do you not say, he's talking about a saying that they used to say. There are yet 4 months and then comes the harvest. He's basically just saying, like, aren't you usually saying, like, oh, you know, the harvest will come. We are going to harvest. It's coming soon. It's not time yet, though. Look, okay, and this is the part I need you to underline if you have a pen and you have your physical Bible. This is the part I want you to underline because this is the message tonight. Look. I tell you, lift up your eyes. That's the part. Underline that. Lift up your eyes. Everybody say that. Everybody lift up your eyes physically, like right now. If you're not looking up, just lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Look around, maybe. Horizontally, vertically, whatever you want to do, okay? Lift up your eyes. He's telling them, look up your eyes. But he's not talking about in the physical realm. He's talking about in the spiritual realm. He says, and see that the fields are white for harvest. That's it. That's the message tonight. Guys, talking about winning souls is probably not the most popular sermon. And actually, when I was told the title, I'm like, you know, not everybody's like, oh, yeah, that's the message I want to preach. Because you know what? If you're like me, you come into church and you're like, you're carrying burdens and weights and you're ready to be fed, right? And we all have needs and we want sermons that will just feed our spirit and we'll just be running out of here. Like, but I dare say that I think that if Jesus were to come and speak to the church today, I mean, what do you think he'd be preaching? He's not done, so we're not done. There's so much more. And I will tell you this, man, I felt convicted in studying this today. I can't believe I'm already 15 minutes. I thought I was going to be done in 15 minutes. I talk a lot, guys. Okay. I honestly, guys, I felt so convicted in studying today because I thought I'm not doing enough. I'm not doing enough to share and spread the gospel. We could all do better, right? Amen? So I knew it wasn't a popular topic, but man, I thought this is what Jesus would want us to hear. This is what he wants us to be doing. And guys, you know, to be honest, every time that somebody talks about sharing your faith or telling others about Christ, I want to just like run and hide because I'm a little bit of an introvert at times, and I don't want to say I'm shy, but I don't really I don't communicate well. Sometimes I'm not very articulate, so basically also known as pride. That's pride. Like, if you're thinking about what others are thinking about you, if you're worried about how you're going to be or how you're going to be perceived, I have a lot of pride sometimes, and I'm thinking, oh, I'm so concerned about, like, well, what if I don't articulate myself well, or if I sound dumb when I'm talking to somebody about Christ. But anyways, we got to get past that, right? And sometimes I also, like, kind of cringe when somebody tells me, like, I need to be telling others about Jesus. That's his heart. He loves souls, so I got to tell others about Jesus. But I start to cringe, too, because it sounds like kind of like a sales pitch. And if there's one thing I'm not, I'm not a salesperson. Anybody work in sales in here? Anybody? Man, we need Chris. I was hoping Chris would be here tonight. Does anybody like know, like, what is a good like tip for sales? Because I am lame when it comes to that. Like, I don't want to force anything on anyone. I'm like, you know, I did try a good shampoo last week, but you know, it might not be your flavor, so you might not want to buy. I feel bad if somebody buys something because I referred them to. I would not be a good influencer, guys. I am not that person. I am not that person. I have things that I love, but I hate to tell other people to spend their money on it. I feel guilty. Anybody else feel like that when it comes to, like, telling someone? I have a best friend that, man, she's a coworker, and guys, she is so good at it. Like, she has so many pyramid schemes going on. No, I'm just kidding. She has so many good, like, little side jobs, side hustles. I was kidding. But really, though, I mean, it's difficult, right? But here's the kicker. It's not as difficult if you have tried something and it's been true. Anybody have, like, a product they know, like, man, this is it? Like, okay, let's do this really quick. I know we have 12 minutes left. I think we have enough time, okay? I'm about to wrap this up, okay? Find somebody close to you. Are you close to somebody? Okay, I want you to think of something that you've tried this year in 2023, and I want you to try to pitch it to the person next to you. I want you to tell them, like, you should try this. Go ahead, go. 2 minutes, go. Okay, I'm going to call time. All right, so did you convince your seat buddy? Did you convince him? Are they going to try this product? Hopefully, right? But really, guys, it's so easy to talk about something that you love. Man, you probably can't even shut off your mouth when you love something. And Jesus is telling his disciples, he's like, lift up your eyes. Lift up your eyes. Look at others that still need to hear the word of the Lord. You've got it. Some of us, this is what we're doing.
I got it.
You look down at yourself. You're always looking here. Man, oh man, I really need this week. Man, I just need a good dose of the Holy Ghost. Man, I wish the preacher would just, you know, preach the right word. I need faith built up in me this week. And we're so focused right here. We're so focused right here. And Jesus says, lift up your eyes. John 15, he spends time telling three different stories about lost coin, lost sheep, lost son. He's concerned about what's lost. Man, some of us in church, we're good at counting the found ones. Man, how many found ones did we have this week? Man, that was a good turnout. Man, we had such a good time in the Lord. So many found ones. What's Jesus looking for? He's looking out. Wait, there's another one that's still out there. And I need somebody to share the love of Christ with them. There's still more to be won. Church, people are our commission because Jesus says they are. He says, lift up your eyes.
Let's not focus on self. I know we have needs. I know that. I mean, hear me. God cares. He cares about your needs. I don't want to be insensitive to what you've brought into this service tonight, to what you carry. He does care, but he also cares about those lost ones. And you've been found, and you know the love of Christ. Are you ready to share his love? I'm going to wrap up tonight real quick just by sharing some practical ways that I feel like we should be, once we do lift up our eyes and we see the harvest, there's just, I think five. Everybody hold up five fingers. Okay, let's walk through this. Everybody say, pray for them. Once you lift up your eyes and you see the lost, we're going to pray for them. Everybody say number two. Say, listen to them. They have some hurts and they need to be listened to. Somebody needs to listen to them. Everybody say number three. Do life with them. Just walk it out with them. You don't have to start preaching Jesus. Just walk beside them. Say, hey, come out to eat with me. Hey, come over to my house. Do life with them. That will mean so much. Everybody say number four. Serve them. Be a servant to them. Put aside yourself. Say, what can I do to help you? And number five, everybody five. Last one, say, share your story. Guys, what God has done for you, it's transformed your life. It's worth sharing. Tell someone else. Don't hold that back. Don't save it for just the inside the church walls, but tell those that you work with. Tell those that you go to school with. Amen? Man, I just want to share one last real quick story. I'm done. When I got hired at Valley View, I taught in kindergarten, then I got moved to second grade, and then we used to be Germantown Elementary, okay? And not to make this super complicated, sometimes I probably tell way too many details in a story, and I know that's annoying, so I apologize. But just to kind of give you some backstory here, so Germantown Elementary merged with Farmersville Elementary so we could become Valley View Primary. And I started working with a lot more teachers. Instead of two other second grade teachers, it was six of us. And I met a girl, and immediately God gave me a burden for her. And we just went through the five practical ways, right, of how to, once we lift up our eyes and we see them, what to do. So immediately I started praying for her because I just felt something in my heart just was burdened for her, okay? And you know this, if you've walked this life for any bit of time and you've been a Christian, you've probably met somebody and you were given a burden for them, right? And I don't want to say her name. I'm just going to, let's call her Lacey, okay? So Lacey didn't go to church. She didn't have any interest in church at all. But I just continued to share life with her. I did life with her. When she was having difficulties getting pregnant, I was also having difficulties getting pregnant. And guess what I told her? Jesus is my source, right? Value number one. Kept saying, man, I don't understand. I don't know why. I've had Jude, but I want to have a second son and it's not happening. But I know, I'm confident Jesus is my source. So I kept sharing that with her. We both had two boys and it was really cool because they were kind of timed the same way and same age. But anyways, okay, so fast forward and we go through a pandemic. 2020, right? Lacey still is not living for God, but we work closely together. She no longer teaches in second grade with me, but she teaches in the building. We're still close. I'm still praying for her. I'm still sharing, doing life with her. After the pandemic, I felt like the Lord put on my heart to start a Bible study at school. She started coming to my Bible study. I'm like, oh, well, she's a really good friend. She
you know, she's trying to be kind to me, and she started coming to Bible study. And she didn't say anything spiritual. She never commented when others would comment. She did reach out, and she said, I really appreciate that you're doing this. This has been helpful. And then I think it was fall, I went down to, like, Ariel and Matt, and I'm like, you guys will not believe this. But I just got a really long text from Lacey, and I read it to them, but basically, essentially, it just said, Jessica, I just want you to know that I thank you for always being an example of Christ. And she said, I want you to know that I just gave my heart to God. And we found a church close to my house, and we're taking our whole family, and our whole family's trying to do it right, and we're trying to live for God. And I don't think it was just anything of me, but she felt enough to reach out to me and say, hey, you've been an example to me. And so I'm not saying that was, you know, all because of me, but I'm saying I did live with her, and I kept showing her Jesus and kept showing her Jesus and kept telling her about Jesus and how he's transformed my life. And man, it's so good to see her now. And she gave me a big hug last week. It was my last week. She said, it's going to be hard to see you go. And I'm like, you got this, Cassie. You can keep going. I gave her a devotion book. And I'm just praying that the Lord does great things in her and her family. I just want to say that to say, guys, you can do this. You can share the love of Christ. The heartbeat of God is people, just like you were the heartbeat of God before you, when you were lost, before you were found. God was reaching for you, and he did it for you, and he can do it for others. Amen.
Thanks for listening. If this message blessed you in any way, please consider subscribing and sharing this podcast with someone. You can follow us on social media at Haven Youth Church. We love you, fam. The best is yet to come.